If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey friends, hey listeners, hey community. Thank you so much for joining today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This program is called Side Hustle School. It is all about helping people in whatever situation they are in life, often very busy people with jobs, families, responsibilities, maybe some other stuff on the side, try to find a way to create more personal freedom through the form of an income generating project. Okay, it's about making money, and not just making money, but what does that symbolize? Well, it symbolizes freedom. It symbolizes choice. It symbolizes, you know, the ability for you to determine your own future, right? Lots of different ways to look at that topic, which is why we've been going for, well, I don't know, more than 1,500 days so far. 1,500 days, all thanks to you and our amazing community. All right, so today's question, it's about launching a book. Okay, so I personally am out of book launch mode for the moment, usually every 18 months or so. It depends, but usually about that range. I gear up to publish a book that I've been working on for the previous year and a half. So I have this cycle of like writing books, preparing to launch them, you know, going out to market, et cetera. Well, today's listener from Boston is self-publishing a book on personal finance. And he's kind of facing this calendar, this timetable. He's wondering about the launch process. Should he make the book available for pre-order or should he just put it up for sale? And there really are pros and cons to both. Okay, so I try to give you all the information. I'll also make a recommendation, like specifically for him. But I want to make sure that you leave each episode feeling a bit more informed than you were before. And even if you don't want to launch a book, if you're not into that world, like everything that you learn here, at least my goal is that it can be relevant, you know, for something else. All right, so should you create a pre-order campaign for your book launch? That's the question. We'll hear more from our listener and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, Chris. I'm Dilson from Boston, and I've been listening to your podcast for 3 months. Most people struggle with money, so I've started an online personal finance community that helps people make real progress with their money. Right now, I'm working on self-publishing a personal finance book that helps people change their money mindset so they can save more money, get out of debt, and live a happy financial life. What are your thoughts, Chris? Should I make the book available for pre-order, or should I just pick a date and release the book? I recently read an article online that said most people avoid pre-ordering books because there's no sense of urgency to purchase a book they cannot read yet. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to hearing your response, Chris.
Dilson, great to have you out there. Congratulations on the new book, almost launched. Personal finance, huge topic. Lots of interest in it, of course, and lots of different ways to approach it, of course. So there's room for a lot of books in that space. Now, listen, Dilson is not wrong when he says most people don't want to pre-order books these days, or most people just avoid doing that. I think most people don't want to pre-order much of anything. And I think we're in this world of instant gratification. And I also think, at least my observations, like what I've seen, even though pre-orders will always be important to traditional authors, or at least authors being published by traditional publishers, the time frame has been condensed quite a bit. And now many authors are only announcing their new books like a couple of weeks or a few weeks in advance of publication instead of several months. Like the longer in advance you announce the book and try to build pre-order hype, the more risk you kind of run of wearying your audience, or people just don't care. Whereas it's like, hey, there's a new book. It's coming out next week. Oh, that's interesting. So in general, if you're going to do a pre-order thing, I think the condensed pre-order phase is desirable. But let's look at the pros and cons overall. So if you can do it right, like a big pre-order campaign, which is no small thing, foreshadowing the con, if you can do it right, it will make a big difference, especially if you're trying to get stocked in bookstores. So again, this might apply more to traditionally published authors, or if you can sell a lot of copies. By a lot, I mean thousands and thousands of copies, then pre-orders increase your odds of getting on the bestseller lists. Because any book that is pre-ordered in the weeks or months or however long before publication, that sale is added to the week one numbers. So you want to have a really big week. Well, pre-orders help a lot. Now, as mentioned, it's hard to do it right. This is not an easy thing to say, well, all you need to do is sell thousands of copies, right? It's a lot that goes into that. And you have to really have a great book. You have to have platform. You need a lot of people talking about it. So to me, it kind of comes down to like how much you want to invest in the process or where you're at right now. And generally speaking, for a self-published book like Dilson's, and really for a lot of books, I think let the book speak for itself. Okay, so announce it a week or two in advance. Like, definitely do everything you can once that time frame, approaches. Try to get some early support on board. Anybody who can help you get the actual word out about the actual book that is now, available for purchase. But don't try to invest a lot in a pre-order campaign. Like, my advice is save your energy and attention for selling the book, pitching it, far and wide, shouting it from the rooftops when it's available for people to read it because of that instant gratification factor. So a little bit of pre-order is good, but I wouldn't put a whole lot into it unless you are really trying to do something big and you have really prepared well for that. That's my suggestion. Listeners, if you have a question, if there's something you're trying to figure out, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year. I love this ongoing dialogue. People who are all out there working towards things in different ways, but with similar goals. So thank you for being part of that. Do come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.